In the frigid January of 1945, as Soviet forces swept through East Prussia, thousands of desperate refugees converged on the port of Gottenhafen. Among them were four young people, each carrying secrets as heavy as the winter snow. What awaited them was the Wilhelm Gustloff, a former Nazi Strength Through Joy cruise ship now serving as an evacuation vessel. None could have known they were boarding what would become the deadliest maritime disaster in history, a tragedy that would claim over 9,000 lives when Soviet torpedoes struck the overcrowded ship. Yet somehow, this catastrophe, six times deadlier than the Titanic, has remained largely forgotten, lost in the chaotic final chapters of World War II. Their intertwined stories reveal how war strips away everything but our essential humanity, and how even in history's darkest moments, light can still be found. Guilt is a hunter. Joanna, a Lithuanian nurse, cares for others while carrying guilt. Her escape from Stalin sent her cousin's family to Siberia. Fate is a hunter. Florian, a Prussian art restorer, carries a stolen amber swan from Hitler's amber room. Learning his museum director looted Europe's treasures, he took the artifact as revenge. Wounded and carrying forged papers, he trusts no one. Shame is a hunter. 15-year-old Polish Amelia hides her pregnancy beneath a pink woolen hat, the result of assault by Russian soldiers. Sent to a German farm for safety, she found new horrors when the woman offered her to soldiers to protect her own daughter. Fear is a hunter. Alfred, a German sailor, writes grandiose letters revealing disturbing Nazi ideologies. His heroic fantasies mask cowardice that emerges when true courage is needed. These four voices illuminate war's desperate final months. Aren't we all both hunter and hunted when survival is at stake? Millions flee westward ahead of Soviet forces. Joanna leads a small group, including blind Ingrid, an elderly shoe poet, and a six-year-old boy with his stuffed rabbit. When Florian kills a Russian soldier attacking Amelia, an unwilling bond forms. Though he tries to abandon her, her persistence, and later saving his life, creates a connection he can't break. The groups meet at an abandoned barn where Joanna treats Florian's infected wound. Their attraction grows as they share a cigarette. Florian leaves with Joanna's drawing, and Amelia follows him. During a Russian air attack at a frozen lagoon crossing, Ingrid falls through the ice. Despite Joanna's attempt to save her, Florian pulls her back as Ingrid vanishes beneath the water. At Gottenhafen Harbor, 30,000 refugees crowd the port, with Nazis prioritizing military personnel. Florian manipulates Alfred's fanaticism by claiming to be on a secret mission for the Führer to secure passage on the Wilhelm Gustloff. The registration process reveals the brutal calculus of survival. Amelia fakes labor pains to distract from her papers, while Alfred coldly exposes a woman carrying a dead baby. The shoe poet reminds Amelia, "I wept because I had no shoes, until I met a man who had no feet. Suffering is relative, even in war's darkest hours." Joanna assists Dr. Richter in selecting only wounded soldiers certain to survive, their conditions silently testifying to Germany's imminent defeat. The Wilhelm Gustloff, designed for 1,463 passengers, now holds over 10,000 desperate souls. As departure nears, Amelia's labor becomes real, and she confesses, "There is no August. The German farmer's son was fiction." Joanna delivers Amelia's baby while Alfred watches. Initially reluctant to hold her child born of violence, Amelia embraces her daughter after Florian says, "She is you. She is your mother, your father, your country. She is Poland." As the overcrowded ship departs through a snowstorm, desperate parents throw their children aboard. Hitler's anniversary broadcast plays ominously. When was the helpless goose ever not eaten by the fox? At 9:15 p.m. on January 30, 1945, Hitler's 12th anniversary in power, three Soviet torpedoes strike the Wilhelm Gustloff. The massive ship shudders with explosions, darkens, and begins listing forward. Chaos erupts as over 10,000 passengers struggle through narrow stairwells toward upper decks. People trample each other in darkness, children are crushed, and the increasing tilt makes movement nearly impossible. The Baltic winter compounds the tragedy, minus 10 Celsius with howling winds and snow. The top deck reveals only 12 lifeboats for thousands. Some overturn during lowering, spilling passengers into the frigid water. As one of the last lifeboats is lowered, Joanna descends first, followed by Florian carrying Amelia's baby. With room for just one more, Amelia makes a heartbreaking choice, pushing Klaus into the boat instead of herself. The ropes snap, dropping them into the water while Amelia remains aboard. The final moments are horrifying as trapped passengers bang against glass, others jump from the tilting deck, and thousands are pulled down as the ship sinks in less than an hour. The aftermath is apocalyptic. Thousands of bodies float in life vests, many children flipped upside down. The frigid sea means death within minutes for those in water. Joanna, Florian, baby Helinka, and Klaus drift in a lifeboat with 50 others. The shoe poet, having given his life vest to Florian, jumps from the ship but doesn't resurface, pulled down by his coins. Amelia finds herself on a steel raft with Alfred, who attacks her upon discovering she's Polish. During their struggle, Alfred falls, hits his head, and tumbles into the sea. The survivors battle hypothermia in the Baltic darkness. Florian and Joanna huddle together with the baby and Klaus between them for warmth. Five passengers die overnight. At dawn, German torpedo boat T-36 appears. The baby is taken aboard first, followed by Klaus and others. As Joanna climbs the rescue net, her foot slips, causing Florian to lose his grip and fall into the freezing sea. In the water, disoriented and in pain, Florian hears Joanna's voice telling him to kick. Though she's actually on the deck above, her voice guides him to the surface, where sailors pull him onto a raft. Amelia experiences a dreamlike sequence in a sun-filled kitchen making donuts. Her daughter announces the stork's return, and her mother appears with her baby brother. "My war had been so long, my winters so cold, but I had finally made it home, and for the first time in a long time, I was not afraid." On the rescue ship, Joanna tends to Florian as they learn they're headed to Sassnitz. With Klaus asleep under Florian's arm and Joanna holding baby Helinka, they contemplate their future together. An epilogue reveals that Florian and Joanna built a life together. 20 years later, Florian receives a letter from across the ocean with long-sought answers. The Wilhelm Gustloff disaster claimed approximately 9,000 lives, 6 times more than the Titanic, yet remains largely unknown. The novel's title comes from Joanna's reflection. "Joanna Vilkas, your daughter, your sister, she is salt to the sea," capturing how individual lives dissolve into historical tragedy unless their stories are preserved.